Perek Yud-Chet of this week's parasha speaks about the Isuri Arayot, the prohibitions that pertain to prohibited sexual relationships, whether with relatives, with another man's wife, with a woman who is in a state of Nida. And before we begin the list, the Torah introduces it with saying that people should not emulate the ways of the Egyptians or the ways of the Canaanites. Seems these cultures were very sexually depraved. They were the dominant cultures of their time, like the issues we face in our time. And the Jews were told not to be like them in the examples that we're about to hear, Arayot, and in general. And then in the end of Pasuk Gimel, the Torah adds three very important words, Uvechukoteam lo telechu. These three words apply and broaden the scope of this idea beyond the Egyptians and the Canaanites by telling us that we should not follow the ways of Goyim in general. There are two words in this sentence that are important, the word chok and the word telechu, to go. The reason these two words are important and are related is because they help us understand the root of the problem and its scope as well. There's no problem for us to do things that other nations do. If it makes sense to us, if we do them essentially because they're things that make sense to us to do, we're not following others. When we do the chukim that others do, the things that don't make sense, in essence, when we do them, we're doing them only to be like others. We're following others. And that's where the term telechu comes from. We're going in the ways of other people. And that's really the big problem here. We're not speaking about things that in and of themselves are prohibited, or else they would be prohibited in and of themselves. We're talking about things that in and of themselves are neutral. But the problem is that we are acting as followers of the other nations, and the Jewish people, A, shouldn't be following other nations, and B, should be rooted in their own identity. The Torah continues and contrasts it and says, "Et mishpatai ta'asu ve'et chukotai tishmu l'lachet b'hem, ani Hashem Elokeichem." Who we should be following is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only things we should do that don't make sense, the only things that should express our identity, which are things that only we do because they don't make sense, so others don't do them. The only things that should express our identity should be the chukim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know that the chukim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are, of course, not only his, but also the only ones that actually matter. Two things are juxtaposed, are related, because a person either follows those around them or follows HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we need to make sure that we don't do the first so that we can properly do the latter. The Torah then adds in Pasuk Hey, Ushmartim et chukotai v'et mishpatai asher yaaseh otam adam v'chai behem ani Hashem. The point of this Pasuk is that when a person does follow the chukim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it leads to the real ultimate life both in this world and the next.